You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win. Was 15-4, that's been enhanced to 4-1. And Tom Davies, who was sensational last weekend in Everton's win against Manchester City, him to score anytime was 5-1, that's been enhanced to 8-1. Everton haven't lost to Palace at Selhurst Park in the league since way back in October 1994, winning 3 and drawing 2 since. And it was a big performance last weekend against Manchester City. Incredibly impressive. And in that midfield area, Tom, they bossed the game against some established superstars.
Yeah, well, they did. And, you know, a lot of it does have to do with how bad Man City were, but like, Everton were very good. You know, and the confidence will be high. But, you know, is this another kind of false dawn for Everton this season? You know, every now and then they pop up with results. And I still can't get much of a handle on Everton this season. You know, I think so far their January business has been pretty good. I mean, Luckman is a young talent who I know some people were looking at thinking, well, he's one for the future. He won't be. You know, he's been that good, admittedly in the lower divisions, but he is good enough, you know, to cause big problems for opposition sides in the Premier League. You know, and everything just went perfectly for Everton, didn't it? And it should go according to plan this weekend as well, because somebody needs to tell Sam Allardyce that his team are in a relegation battle. He seems the most relaxed man on the planet. Now, whether that is intentional, whether that is a different tack from him, but I don't think Crystal Palace have brought in the Sam Allardyce they thought they were bringing in. He's yet to really change anything. The team remains the same. They don't look tougher to beat. It was a limp performance against an average West Ham side. You know, last time out in the Premier League, they made hard work of getting through in the FA Cup against Bolton in midweek. I know Bolton are a decent side, but it was still a grind for them. I've got absolutely zero faith in Crystal Palace, and I've yet to see Sam Allardyce do a thing to turn it around. He hasn't got players playing better, and I just think they're a club that are feeling extremely sorry for themselves. My only concern about the game is, I'm looking at their opponents, Everton, thinking, yeah, great win last week, and I'm sure Everton will be going down a lot of people's accumulators this weekend. But at 7-5, have I got complete faith in them? This game is more about what Everton are about than Crystal Palace. I don't think Crystal Palace are a good side, but can Everton go there and back up a good performance with another result? Even though Palace aren't a good side. So I don't know why I'm just unsure of the result, and I'm going to play goals in this one. I'm going to play over 2.5 goals at even money. I don't see Palace being any better defensively, and I see Everton still their biggest strength for me is going forward. So I can see a few goals. I think Everton will get over the line. Everton winning over 2.5 goals at 5-2, but I don't know. There's something about the result in this. I'm unsure. I don't think Palace will win, but I can't necessarily trust Everton. So I'm just going to play goals in this, over 2.5 at even money.
Over 2.5 even money for Tom. Maybe Big Sam's not the messiah after all, Derek.
No, I don't think he is. I mean, he's only been there, a few weeks. He's already presided over 3 Premier League defeats, or 3 Premier League losses, 4 if you count the dressing room, because I don't think this dressing room is playing for him. See, you know, when Allardyce takes over the side, they're generally in trouble, and the poor sides, and he'll get them scrapping and grinding and getting results somehow. Well, he's taken over a Crystal Palace side, and you can just see the players there think they're better than they actually are.
Yeah.
The players at Palace don't believe they're a relegation side, so they're not going to take to Allardyce's methods. And let's not beat about the bush about Allardyce's methods. There was a revealing interview in one of the papers a few weeks ago, Yunus Kabul, who I think played for him, I think it was Sunderland, and he basically did a number on Allardyce. And some of the things he said, they've gone unremarked, but they were really damning. And one of them was, well, you know, Sam, when he came to us, said, well, listen, just bypass midfield. Do not play through midfield. Get the ball. We want to stay up. Do not go through midfield. And if he's doing our Palace, when they've got some well-known midfield players there, the Kabais of this world, you know, the Punchins, you know, the wide men, that ain't going to sit well with them. And I just don't think he's got players that are doing it for him. And Everton, the way they performed last week, well, if they perform half as well against Palace, they'll win this convincingly. But Tom is right. He hit the nail on the head there with those odds. 7-5 is a little bit of an overreaction to that one-off result. I mean, there has been a few false dawns in Everton's season. That could have been another one. All things being equal, though, they are a better side than Palace. And I think Palace is so easy to beat right now. 7-5, I'll have to back Everton, but I think they should be a little bit bigger.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.